Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 14th day of September 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 84 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 44. And it's a little warm up. We're having our Indian summer. Time to get some fucking work done. Let's see. Well, we'll run through the break, and then we'll be back, and we'll go look at the bullshit. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let's go see what's in the news. You know the news, right? The Ministry of Lies, the Ministry of Propaganda. We've come full circle, man. Orwell didn't have it half fucking right, did he? Here we go. Showing this is Lampedusa, a quaint Italian island with about 6,000 residents. It's just showing just a mass, man. As you can't 8,000 illegal migrants from Africa storm the island on a single day this week. You can count on your amputated arm all the women and children in this crowd. No, these are fighting. They're coming here to kill you. And you polish a hole in that fucking gun. You don't fucking meet these son of a bitches at your goddamn doorstep. We're not an invading force, you fucking fools. Again, from at cdc.gov's own data, from CDC own data. Again, I see 1 million mRNA COVID shots for 10 teens will prevent 0-1 COVID deaths and cause 100 to 200,000 severe side effects. Yes, you read that right. This is from their own site. Well, they're revealing themselves to you and just saying, fuck, these punks ain't going to do shit about nothing. They turn their kids over to the man. Look at them. They send their kids to goddamn pedophile fucking goddamn training camps. Teach them to be the little boys to be little girls and little girls to be little boys, man. It's just like fighting an army of fucking Marines with fucking high heels on, I suppose. J.P. Morgan Chase informed the government of over $1 billion in transactions related to human trafficking by the late financier Jeffrey Epstein, dating to 2003, says a lawyer for the U.S. Virgin Islands. And, the Wall Street giant reported the financial activity which took place. Come on. If you want me to fucking read this, I will. The Wall Street giant reported the financial activity, which took place over 16 years, as suspicious, I think so, to the Treasury Department in 2019 after Epstein died by suicide, if you say so. Epstein's kicking back on an island right now. He's pedophiling a little fucking six-year-old and doing fucking crack cocaine with Hunter Biden, no doubt. Mimi Lau, a lawyer for the U.S. Virgin Islands, said at a recent hearing in its lawsuit against the bank, according to a transcript for of the public proceedings, Epstein's entire business with J.P. Morgan and J.P. Morgan's entire business with Jeffrey Epstein was human trafficking. Lau said the only reason that J.P. Morgan finally, after 16 years, reported the $1 billion in suspicious transactions. I mean, they want to look at your $600 deposit, buddy, but 16 years later, look at $1 billion one. A suspicious transaction for Jeffrey Epstein because he was arrested and then he was dead. No, he ain't fucking dead. You know he ain't. This article from NBC exposes how deep the ties were between one of the largest banks in the world and Jeffrey Epstein. Does it explain that fucking J.P. Morgan was one of the banks bailed out by the fucking people back in 2008? They ever pay us back that money? No. They made record profits from that day up to this day, and they did it through shit like this, human trafficking. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, don't you know? So is murdering little children and selling their body parts. We got to work with these people. I mean, there's got to be some kind of compromise we can come to here. Thousands of illegal migrants line up in New York City to send their kids to free public schools. Well, like, you know, I went over there. I went over to pay my water bill at the city hall. I had a fucking sign up there that says, free popcorn on Fridays. Come by and get a bag of free popcorn on Friday. And I go, what the hell is this? I'm asking the lady there behind the counter. Oh, well, we have free popcorn. She'll come by. And I go, it ain't free. I go, we're buying popcorn. My fucking water bill's this high. You're buying popcorn. And then this other dude walks in and goes, it's cool, man. It's free. I go, it ain't free. I'm fucking paying for it. I mean, these son of a bitches, free public schools. There is no such thing as a free public school. But yeah, here they are, man. I mean, goddamn, it's got a video with it. You can look at that. Dr. David E. Martin calls for total destruction of the World Health Organization, WHO, for crimes against humanity and bioterrorism speech. And I listen to this. It was like 12 or so minutes long, but man, this is well worth listening to because Rand Paul's sitting in the room with him. And at one point he says, you know, Rand Paul is supposed to be an attacking this son of a bitch. Well, here's their own fucking words. He's showing documents of them telling you that they're fucking committing fucking genocide for fucking profit. You want to go over there and watch that. Liberty and Justice, Era of Pandemics Ending the World Health Organization Tyranny, WHO Tyranny Ending. And that's worth watching. Just in, a major Obama policy declared unconstitutional. No. By a court that has no fucking authority to declare anything constitutional, unconstitutional maybe, but lawful or unlawful, not. They do not have the jurisdictional authority. They are not of the common law. They can examine nothing that comes from the common law, and the common law is the only fucking law with the fucking jurisdictional authority to operate in this fucking country, and we all fucking know it. This is by Mark Steffen, Trending Politics News. A federal judge in Texas has ruled in an Obama-era immigration policy unconstitutional. I'm here to tell you something. Fucking constitutions don't fucking grant fucking rights. This is violation of the people's fucking law, the people's fucking autonomy, the people's fucking jurisdictional authority. That's what this fucking is. You can't give foreign nationals what doesn't belong to you. And you didn't take it from us, you know, the due process of law, re-fucking-quired by the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of the United States of these Americas, December 15, 1791. You people know what I'm talking about. They want to, they see, they're building for this fucking election. All this, They want all this fucking material with all these, with all the propaganda, you know. You're going to have fucking everything that they've been, you know, holding back on the COVID-19 because everybody knows it's bullshit. They had a one on 9/11, 9/12, somebody puts one up and with the firefighters saying, there's bombs going off. Look, see the bombs? See the bombs going off? And what the fuck? Is somebody going to get a fucking traffic ticket for that or something? On Wednesday, U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen ruled that DACA, or Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals policy, violated the U.S. Constitution. No, it don't. It violates the fucking Bill of Rights. The U.S. Constitution is not the fucking Bill of Rights. The U.S. Constitution never existed. The people never gave it authorization. Plain and fucking simple. They try to act like the Constitution is fucking some kind of fucking document with fucking authority. It has none. It is a goddamn corporate charter. The original Constitution, what they call the Constitution, written off the Masonic Constitution, zero fucking jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, people, which requires Congress to manage immigration affairs. No, it does not. It cannot. It's not a lawful document. It wasn't ratified by the people. We never gave no Congress any fucking goddamn powers to fucking manage immigration. That is the taking of our property and handing it over to foreign fucking nationals. We just didn't do it. If we did, show me the fucking document, because it don't exist. It's all been a fucking sham from the get-go. Not the White House, former president. See, he talked about this a lot. I told you guys back then, they're trying to say, well, he can't do it. Obama can't do that, but Congress can. No, the fucking Congress can't. Unless the Congress, an individual in the Congress, wants to take every fucking American national as an individual into a common law court through the common law fucking a guaranteed due process of the fucking law and get a ruling from the fucking common law jury handing over that person's portion of what is they're giving away that they do not have the fucking authority to even talk about. It ain't yours, Congress, and it ain't yours, you fucking bunch of fucking Masonic Jew bitch motherfuckers. White House former President Obama infamously declared that the children of illegal immigrants referred to as dreamers. They had to put that there so they throw in that. It's like, think about Martin Luther King. It's a dream. It's everybody's fucking dream to take what belongs to the people of the United States, what belongs to the American nationals. It's everybody's fucking dream to have what we have. But I mean, and all we have is the scraps from our own table, but it's better than the scraps they get at their tables at home, don't you see? And the world gets to ship their fucking unwanted over here, what they can, the ones they don't want to pay for because they're not producing, because there's nothing to produce, because the idea is to fucking grind production down to nothing as a part of the fucking one world order attempt to take over the fucking goddamn planet. Would be protected from deportation through an executive order. And we know it ain't fucking lawful. It never has been. It wasn't when he did it. And there is no Congress to fucking have authority, because the people would have had to grant that authority. The goddamn Constitution was not ratified by we the people. Hence, we did not grant any goddamn authority to those son of a bitches. They had their goddamn, the aristocracy had their appointed fucking lapdogs, appointed, not elected by the people, lapdogs, come in and say, it's just like they're doing now when they write these fucking policies. Only, even under the original Constitution, to make a law, you had to have a goddamn, you had to have it ratified by the states. Well, and you can't have anything ratified by the states now, because in 1791, they absolutely made it a corporation. They do not represent the fucking people. They tell you this, that you know this. Who do they represent? They represent the international corporate mafia, the United States Corporation, Title 28, Definition 15. Look it up. While Judge Hanen did not call for an immediate end to the program, of course he did not. Why? Because this is just bullshit. See, they're trying to get all the fucking fodder out there before they can have a campaign so they can talk about anything but the fact that they're fucking violating the fuck out of the people's goddamn law. They are violating the people's fucking rights. They are fucking spitting on the people, and they are murdering the people. They have murdered our loved ones. They've murdered fucking people across this planet. They've committed genocide. Go look at that goddamn video I was just telling you about. That fellow will tell you about it, and he'll show you the documentation. And he says, what do you mean an investigation? Here it is in their own fucking word. And he reads them to you. And yes, they are committing genocide. Okay, now what? Oh, wait, we can't. They're too, well, they're too scientific to fucking jail. That's what it is. To the program while it works its way through the appeals process, which means it goes to the finding ends up. See, this is not in the common law. This is administrative admiralty. Fucking, this is merchant fucking law, and it all comes down. That's why you always see this coming down to goddamn commerce when they're doing with some of this shit. You know, like the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, having anything to do with fucking law encompassing the people's rights under by nature. I mean, you know, it's all comes down to Congress. It's all commerce. It's always been commerce. The fucking in the colonies, all the colonies were goddamn corporate motherfucking goddamn entities. It's always been commerce, commerce, money, mammon. That's all that counts. But the people stood up in 1775 and they said, fuck you. We fucking matter. Our goddamn lives matter. Our freedom fucking matters. And we'll blow your fucking heads off until we get what we fucking want. And they shot the fuckers out of here. And I'll be goddamned if those goddamn aristocrats didn't go and turn it around and make them start making themselves corporate fiefdoms. I heard it again yesterday for the first time. Well, might have been on that video I just looked at. But talking about the ruling class, there can be no ruling class and the Bill of Rights in the same fucking realm. Got that? There is no class. There is no class of people. That we are individuals. And that's how we are
fucking together.
Pardon?
It's an example of the ruling class. I was at the New Jersey airport, and they have what's called economy security. I said, what is this? Who paid for this? I'm talking to the TSA, he's a black guy, and he looked, yeah, I don't know. You know, he just didn't want to hear it, but he knew what I was saying. I said, who paid for this? I mean, is there security based on how much money you got? Is that what this is?
Oh, man.
Anyway, I just thought it was so funny. How is that even legal to, or lawful to say that? Economy security.
Well, you got.
Of course, it's an hour long line. They want you to do the, essentially get the chip. You put your eye in the machine, you know, and then they they let you through without standing in line.
Well, you see, when you go out there, there's two planes sitting on the tarmac. One of them's an engine on fire and smoke boiling out the things. That's for the fucking economy. I mean, the load. Then they got a regular fucking 57 brand new set right beside it. That's for the fucking the elite. That's pure socialism, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Biden administration from processing any new application. Now I'm going to read that again. While Judge Hanen, I did not call for an immediate end to the program while it works its way through the appeals process. Of course not. You can slow it down. This is all propaganda bullshit. He barred the Biden administration from processing any new applications. Keep that in mind. While sympathetic to the predicament of DACA recipients, I'm not. Get the fuck out of my country. You came here illegal. Get the fuck out. And you ain't gonna give, and you're going to fucking, you owe us fucking some goddamn fucking wealth, you motherfuckers. You came here to take from us. We will fucking put your ass in the ground. DACA recipients and their families, this court has expressed its concern about the unlawfulness of the program for some time. Hanen wrote in his 40-page ruling, the solution for these deficiencies lies with the legislature. No, it does not. You cannot take from the fucking people without due process of law and give it to any fucking foreign national. That's just the fucking way it is. That is the fucking absolute, unalienable, you can't change it, factually written fucking law. And you fucking know it. If this is just bullshit fucking subject matter bullshit. Legislature has no authority over the fucking people. None of these motherfuckers have authority over us. That's why they were called public servant. Does your servant fucking tell you when to get up in the morning, when to take a shit, when to eat, when to fucking go to work, when to go do this or do that? Does your servant do that? and they were going to be your servants, men, the people that fell for that fucking goddamn Federalist bullshit. When we didn't call for Continental Convention to write a fucking goddamn Constitution, did we? The people didn't. The people didn't ask for it. The people didn't give it their fucking sanction. It's worthless as the paper's written on. That's why they want to call your rights Constitution rights, because they come from a document that has no fucking power, has no fucking meaning. It can't. Not by the definition of the English language. Branches Congress for any number of reasons has decided not to pass DACA-like legislation because they fucking can't. They do not have the fucking authority. They fucking know it, and it's going to be shoved. I mean, it's come. You can tell the desperation. This is what the think tanks are working with to try to put together their little fucking. Well, it's going to be an act. It's like a going to a play. That's what these fucking selection elections, these fraudulent, completely fraudulent elections, because they're being put on by a fraudulent fucking occupational fucking aristocratic fucking arm of fucking the King of England. And they have no fucking nothing to do with we the fucking people. We the people didn't give them, they can be no, we didn't actually give them no permission to have fucking elections. We haven't given them permission to shit. And we hold all the fucking authority and they fucking know it. It's always been that way. If people would just know who they are and what they're fucking, well, they do. Too many do and won't even fucking exercise their own goddamn rights. The executive branch cannot usurp the power bestowed on Congress. That power was never show me where it was bestowed on Congress. Fucking show it to me. Oh, by the Constitution, you mean the Constitution that was never ratified or empowered by the people? So it has no effect on the fucking people? So you cannot take the people's what is our fucking private property, the goddamn lands of this fucking country, the public lands in this country belong to each and every one of us as individual free sovereign nationals. And to take our piece of that, they would have to take us through the fucking procedural due process that we are absolutely guaranteed via our own fucking guarantee, via our own grant of the superior jurisdiction to ourselves as individuals. They'd have to take every fucking individual in this country that's an American national, and they would have to fucking get a court ruling from a fucking common law court, which when they walked in there, I get a file back on you. If you come into the court and you try to take what's mine, I get a file of fucking goddamn, I can file back right back on you for fucking treason and sedition. And I bet you I can prove my treason and sedition. And you can't, there's no way you can show that you have any goddamn more right as an individual to any part of this fucking country than I do. In fact, most of the motherfuckers here don't have any right at all in this country. The ones that are getting the fucking most, the illegals, the ones that invaders, these fighting age fucking men that we're going to have to face, they're getting the fucking lion's share. You don't get, nobody walks up to you and hands you a fucking bunch of money and a goddamn plane ticket when you break the fucking, well, you're not breaking law because you can't break law because statutes are not laws. They are fucking policies and they ain't worth the paper they're written on and they do not apply to an individual free sovereign national. We live by our own autonomy, by our own law. The supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. That's the only law we fucking live by. But we're not. We're living by it. We're not living by it because we're not enforcing it. We're derelict in our fucking duty to enforce it, even to fill a void. Eight Republican-led states banded together to overturn the policy, and their attention will now turn. I told you. They're working this fucking goddamn idea of another fucking selection that you're going to go along with and believe it has any fucking legitimacy whatsoever when your capital is fucking occupied by the fucking communist fucking element of this whole fucking international corporate mafia with fucking goddamn troops and fences guarding them because they have captured your fucking capital. Eight Republican-led states banded together, did you really, to overturn the policy. Their attention will now, no, all it would take is one American national. If our fucking common law courts were in operation, as they have to be, otherwise it's act of treason for them not to be, for these motherfuckers to think that they can usurp our fucking authority is a fucking act of goddamn sedition and treason against the people. And it is an act that will get you put at the end of a fucking rope or up against a fucking wall. The policy, overturn the policy. You hear that? Policy. Look up policy and look up law, because policy is not fucking law. And the only way you can make law, I mean, it's just like the Volstead Act. Now, they went through the fucking goddamn ratification process on that, even though it was already past the point to where they couldn't fucking dirty, you know, have their influential people fucking do the fucking voting. It wasn't representatives of the people that fucking ratified the Volstead Act, but it was put through the ratification policy to try to make it law. But even at that, the first fucking guy, if they hadn't already taken the fucking common law courts and removed the fucking judges from them, the first son of a bitch that wanted to take a drink could have went and fucking arrested the son of a bitches that fucking wrote the Volstead Act, arrested the son of a bitches that fucking put it into fucking practice and took them into a common law court, and they would have been hanging outside that fucking common law court on a goddamn light pole. I guarantee it. And their attention will now turn to defense of humans or Hannon's ruling in appeals courts, where they will likely continue to call for an end to the program within two years. What the fuck you mean? You mean it's unconstitutional? Well, yeah, it's not a part of the civil rights fucking thing, which comes from the fucking Constitution, but it's also a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. And that fucking law is immediate. We don't wait 2 fucking years to have our fucking law fucking enforced. It's enforced immediately upon fucking violation. Judge Hannon maintained that his ruling does not require the federal government to take any action against dreamers. Oh, the dreamers. I have a dream of a country that's fucking wiped out, of a country that's pushed into the fucking third world that was the best fucking country on the fucking planet. Because the people at least had the illusion of freedom for a while, even if they didn't have the balls to hold it. While the case remains active in courts, make that Star Chamber courts, because they're not fucking goddamn lawful courts. They are unlawful courts. And everything that comes from them is unlawful and fraudulent. Immigration advocates criticized the ruling and said a final say would ultimately be up to the Supreme Court. No, it ain't. If the Supreme Court doesn't, these motherfuckers do not rule us. We never gave them that goddamn authority, ever. In fact, it is forbidden by the 9th and 10th article of the Supreme Superior, absolute, unalienable, ratified by the representatives of the people law of December 15, 1701. You cannot fucking do it. You do it and you have infringed. And there's no exception. An exception is a violation. An exception gets a rope around your fucking neck. Judge Hannon has constantly erred in resolving both these issues, and today's ruling is more of the same flawed analysis. No, it's not. It's fucking all horseshit. They have no jurisdiction. They had no jurisdiction to put DACA for a presidential order for DACA. They have no jurisdiction for fucking Congress to fucking make DACA. They have no fucking jurisdiction to touch anything that belongs to we American nationals outside of the common law. And as individuals, take that fucking goddamn judiciary hat off and come into the fucking court with me and you, motherfucker. We look forward to continuing to defend the lawful and much needed DACA program. The fucking fuck you. I mean, yeah, this is just goddamn propaganda, people, for the fucking election. And now we can have fucking Trump come out again and say, if I'm elected, my first act will be to end DACA. And we will remove every illegal from these out of this country, and then we'll leave a door open. We'll leave a door open over it. But they're all going. I promise you. Hey, look at me. I'm a promising. Hey, well, by the way, God bless you, and God bless America. Okay. DACA program on review in higher courts, said Thomas Zanes, president and general counsel of the Mexican American Legal Defense Educational Fund in the United States of these fucking Americas. These motherfuckers are operating foreign goddamn. This is a foreign fucking non-governmental fucking body that can't operate here. This is a fucking act of treason, even allowing it to be here. But it's treason within the fucking corporation, and we don't get it back, people, until we get rid of that fucking corporation. And we do have the fucking ways and means to fucking do it, and the jurisdictional authority to fucking do it. We have the duty to fucking do it. If you care about your fucking children, your grandchildren, and your progeny, you will fucking do it. White House Press Secretary Karen Jean Peary said the administration is deeply disappointed by the ruling. See, this is just game playing. You think that when Trump came in, I told you, they ain't going to throw no fucking body out. He ain't going to. I told you he wasn't going to do the DAC. I told you he would way before he became fucking president, or not president, fucking corporate fucking monarch of the United States. I told you he wasn't going to do shit, and he didn't do shit. It cut back to the point to where, I mean, they act like they weren't coming in fucking by the fucking loads, but they were. Private train stations. This one guy went out and filmed them. Several people did. They bring them into private train stations, packed. Fucking goddamn freight cars, packed. And then they bring you the fucking $100,000 buses in to take them over and give them their goddamn money and their plane ticket or their bus ticket to wherever they wanted to go into your country so they could rape your daughters and hack up your fucking children. You people are fucking stupid. No, you're not. You're cowardly. You know what's going on. Secretary Karen Jean Peary said in a statement Wednesday night, as we have long maintained, we disagree with the district court's conclusion that DACA is unlawful and will continue to defend the critical policy from legal challenges. While we do so, consistent with the court's order, DHS will continue to process renewals for current DACA recipients, and DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, may continue to accept DACA applications. See, we would just throw the motherfucker in jail that let these son of a bitches in. I mean, there wouldn't be these people here should be met by the fucking military. They are met by the militia, actually, because these people are invaders into our country. They're coming here to take what belongs to us. Our fucking goddamn militia should be on the fucking border. Fucking, they should have never let them cross. And whoever fucking, you know, because we got the UN, United Nations Army we pay for and call it the American military. My fucking ball sack. American military, my ass. Your job would be to defend the fucking borders. Have you defended the fucking borders? Or why you're over there fucking goddamn stealing resources from other people and blowing up little children and burning them with fucking phosphate? Man, your country's fucking being overrun and invaded, and you're not too fucking stupid to see it. You're too cowardly to do anything about it. You'll go over there where it's easy pickings, where it's like beating up the blind girl on the corner, but you won't come here and fucking face the goddamn music and defend the fucking borders and the Bill of fucking Rights that is the goddamn supreme, superior, absolute law of this fucking country. You are fucking traitors. Judge Hanen, appointed in 2022 by former President George W. Bush, previously ruled against DACA in 2021, saying it had been subject to public, No, that ain't the reason. You can put this bullshit. See, this is the arguing points they want. This is what they want you to fucking argue about. No, you can't do it because it takes from American nationals without due process of law and gives over to fucking foreign nationals and allows them to take what belongs to us without due process of the law. Without due process of the law, guaranteed in the written, ratified by the representatives of the peoples, unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791, and that is fucking the absolute law of this country. And cement commit periods required under the Federal Administrative Procedures Act. I'm sick of hearing your acts. Your acts have no fucking goddamn legal fucking foundation. You cannot create a fucking act that violates the fucking law, you motherfuckers. And you know it violates the fucking law. All of these fucking acts. Oh, we're doing, well, we can't lawfully do this. I mean, it would be an act against the law. We'll just do it. We're just going to act. And then they act, and then, hey, nobody's going to do anything about it because we're all acting together. And the people are not taking the fucking law that belongs to them and implementing it to take these actors and shove their fucking asses in a goddamn jail cell or up against a wall or put a rope around their fucking neck. That is the problem. though the president claimed to have revamped the program by including a public comment period. No, we don't just comment. We rule, motherfucker. We don't comment. We tell you what to do. You fucking do it or you hang. That's how it works. That's the goddamn construction of this fucking country, you son of a bitches, and you know it. We have the fucking law solidly behind us, people. We're just too fucking chicken shit to exercise it. The underlying nature of DACA had not changed and will still, and was still unconstitutional. The program had faced a roller coaster of court challenges over the years. No, there'd be one fucking court hearing, and I guarantee you this shit would have stopped in the New York second. When the first fucking, all you had to do is hang one of them right in the fucking square. You ain't giving this fucking country away. You ain't taking it away from us without due process of law for each and every motherfucking one of us. And you ain't giving it to no fucking foreign nationals. You ain't selling it to foreign corporations. You are a corporate fucking mafia, and we're going to hang every goddamn one of you. In 2016, the Supreme Court deadlocked. They have no jurisdiction over this. This property belongs to we the people. And this Supreme Court, this government has no jurisdictional authority over we the fucking people and our law. The only way you can take what belongs to us from us is through that due process of the law contained in that Bill of Rights, and you better be in the goddamn common law jurisdiction when you try it. And then we get to come back at you. See, when you file, we get a file. And it's one-on-one, motherfucker, and too easy to prove that you are a fucking traitor. Let's see if the people, so six prostitutes and those six ditch diggers want to go give over the billions of dollars worth of this country that belongs to them to a fucking foreigner because you want to bring fucking cheap labor in here so you can steal quicker from the fucking same fucking people you're standing from. You will hang. You know you will. That's why the fucking common law courts were the first thing they had to get rid of, people. And so we are at the fucking second article. This is goddamn war. They're coming in. They're just fucking coming at you, and you get in the fucking way. We'll shoot you, or, you know, anybody that stands, we'll shoot you. Get the fucking shooting, bitch. Over an expanded DACA and a version of the program for parents of the DACA recipient. Well, fuck yeah, just right now it's an open door, ain't it? The whore's got her legs open. Anybody wants some, come and get it. That's what you're fucking looking at right now. That's your fucking border security. Bullshit. And bullshit for believing in it all these fucking years, you fucking fools. And a lot of people that knew better, you should have been fighting harder. You should have been fighting with the goddamn Bill of Rights from the beginning. But there's no fucking money in it, I promise you that. In 2020, the High Court ruled 5-4 that the Trump administration improperly ended DACA. He never fucking attempted to end DACA. What do you mean improperly ended DACA? Oh, there couldn't be no more but the ones that already fucking got through the fucking gate. Hey, man, if it was illegal today, it was illegal when they fucking did it. It's not, this ain't prima facie bullshit. It was an unlawful fucking act from the beginning, and everything that came from it was unlawful, and it has to be reversed, allowing it to stay in place. There were 578,680 people enrolled in DACA at the end of March, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, according to the Associated Press, and these motherfuckers hold a high. And as soon as they step across that motherfucking river, you're shit. And you're fucking polishing their goddamn asses. You're kissing and sucking their goddamn asses. These third world fucking dog shit eating motherfuckers. This is, they can't pull these people up. They can only drag your fucking ass down. And you're allowing it, and you don't have to. And what will fucking destroy this fucking country? I'll tell you what will destroy this fucking country. Cowardice. Cowardness. Being a coward. That's all the fucking, it's the only excuse we fucking got. Because we're clear out of fucking excuses, people. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
How many summers still remain? How many days are lost in vain? Who's counting out these last remaining years? How many minutes do we have here? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Is there left to climb? How many promises are worth the time? Who on earth is worth our time? Is there a heart here that I can call mine? Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives just fade away to more wasted days. Watch his life go down the drain. How many moments has he lost today? And how much could ever see clear? The end is coming so much. Wasted days, wasted days. We watch our lives
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. or you can mail it. No, don't you do this. You can mail it. Or steal it. It can take the fucking mail now. This is how far we've let this shit go. Anyways, I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 4:49 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was John Mellencamp and Bruce Springsteen with Wasted Days. And goddamn if any how I fucking feel. What wasted fucking days, man. If I mean, all the fighting and all, man, I spent most of my life fucking fighting. If all the fighting, it'd be worth it for just one fucking day to see this guy, to see the Bill of Rights as the law of this fucking land, to see true autonomy, to see the people fucking free. It would be worth it. It would be worth the fucking sacrifice. But thus far, man, what I've had to sacrifice, it ain't goddamn worth it. I can't even die. If I died right now, I wouldn't die with no certainty that anybody's going to do shit, because I cannot see it. The people fucking, God, they should grasp that fucking Bill of Rights like I have, like many of us have. Shit, I bet there's 40 million people that are ready to fucking fight. And the handful of the people in the right fucking places, Masons and fucking Jews and the fucking enemy, just in the right fucking places, keep fucking 40 million people at fucking bay. It's amazing to me that people are that fucking scared. God, if our forefathers, our true forefathers, I'm not talking about George Washington, I'm talking about the poor bastard with the goddamn rags wrapped around his bloody fucking feet, eating fucking goddamn shoe leather to stay alive. If they had been a pussies that we see here today, if they had had the fucking courage that we have, we would have never known a Bill of Rights. We'd never know what freedom is. We'd be content in our fucking goddamn slavery, I suppose, even though the rest of the world's bucking against it because they fell for fucking socialism, and they didn't understand, just like up there in Canada, they didn't understand, well, we have rights. No, you don't. No, you don't. We got it fucking in goddamn written in stone, and we don't have them unless we get out the goddamn guns and enforce them. That's how it fucking works. People are fucking... will always be the same. People will always be the fucking same. It's never going to fucking change. People want to rule other fucking people, man. It's a sickness. It all starts with fucking, I'd much rather sit here on my dead fucking ass and go over there and pick my berries to eat. If I could get somebody to pick my berries, man, let me see. I could fool this person here into thinking that, I mean, see, I hit two rocks together the other day and they made a spark. Hey, I'm magic. Look, I'm magic. Go fetch my berries for me. And this is the game they've played since fucking the beginning of time. How many more people? I mean, God, we beat it. We fucking beat it. We had it whipped. Why didn't you guys go to fucking God Philadelphia and finish the fucking job? Kill every aristocracy, every member of the aristocracy, and gun their fucking ass down, take every fucking thing they had and hang their fucking asses for the treason they committed when they were the king's men in the colonies. Why? The promise, the lie of, it's all right, we're going to give you a Bill of Rights. You people, we ain't going to fuck with you no more. God damn, look what you did. No, your land, yours. We'd never attempt to fucking take your land. We'd never tax you. No, we can't tax you. We have no authority. We've been granted no authority, and you never were granted any authority. But look what we fucking live with, people. Would you please? Oh, how sickening. Woman sues University of Nebraska Medical Center for cutting off her healthy breasts at age 16 in an attempt to turn her male. Jesus, man. It's kind of sickening. Arguments end in appeal case over COVID-19 quarantine, blah, 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 blah. mRNA vaccines are headed for shrimp. They're going to spray it on you. They got the fucking aerosol. They're already doing it. If they're talking about something, you can bet they've been doing it for 10 fucking years. Foot-long clots finding an mRNA. Well, yeah, that's something we've known about. But all of this shit's going to come up in the fucking selection. They're going to keep getting more concentrated, and you're going to hear it more and more and more. And pretty soon this is going to be it, and you're going to see old fucking Trumpy up there. There'll be no lockdowns. If I'm made president, the first thing I will do is I will end all the lockdowns and end all the fucking coercion and fucking goddamn forced vaccination. I'll do it. He's just like, I need the motherfucking idiots. Those dead Trump tar dead-headed motherfuckers. Then vote. That's it. You ain't got no fucking vote, you fucking fool. You never have had.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
They've been spraying the skies for over 25 years.
Yes, sir. I know. I remember when the first time I ever fucking filmed it, we were up on the marsh. And, we were in the middle of nowhere camping up on the, way up in the middle of in the mountains. And I had gotten one of those little cameras. It took little cassettes. It was one of the first ones they made. And fucking, I'm looking at a blue sky and they start chemtrailing. And I said, get the camera, man. I'm going to film it. And I started filming it because I knew what chemtrails were. And I got about half hour into it. I mean, they were getting pretty, they were flat ass fucking, plane after plane, crisscross and everything. Here comes this fucking helicopter. Fucking treetop level comes and flies down through. I just fucking pointed the camera right at it and filmed it. And fuck, we had guns. If they wanted to fuck with us, we'd fuck back. But they fucking, that helicopter showed up. And how in the fuck did that guy know that I was goddamn filming those fucking chemtrails? And everything that they are acting like, well, we're thinking about, we might poison your fucking shrimp. Well, you've been poisoning our shrimp for 10 fucking years, or you wouldn't even bring it up. That's what I believe.
They were heavy at it this morning in central Tennessee.
Were they? We had clear skies here yesterday, except for a little smoke, but I think they've got a kill thing going there. One of those fucking solar farms caught on fire. And it's the first time, since I've lived here, I've lived here 28 fucking years. But first time my carbon monoxide detector went off. I'm getting out of the shower and I'm going, dude, what the fuck, man? So I go running in a towel and I'm looking for smoke, because I'm thinking a smoke alarm, because I've never even thought about those fucking carbon monoxide alarms. And I went upstairs and I'll be goddamn, it was the carbon monoxide fucking one. And I went and I cleaned all the filters and all the air cleaners and put two of them to work on it. So where I sit, the air is really circulated, but I got to believe the shit they make those solar panels out of must be pretty goddamn poison. The day before, my nephew, and it was still during when it was going on, there was more smoke in the air that day. Just goes to walk out. Healthy as a fucking horse, never smoked. Dropped right on the goddamn porch. And then the next day I had a heart fibrillation. And then that's the same time that the fucking carbon monoxide warner went off. Now they can give us a warning about, a fucking shooter, but they can't give us a warning. Hey, you know what? You're breathing carbon monoxide. You better fucking put on a gas mask or something, because that's what you better do. But yeah, I agree with you. We know how long it's been going on. Joe Biden, Karen Perry, whoever runs his account these days, posted a message thanking the Vietnamese president for meeting with him, but it was the picture, a picture with the wrong guy. Man, this whole thing would be a tragic comedy if it wasn't fucking true. I swear it would. Oh, we'll go up here and look at some of these. We'll talk about it. We got to do something. Shit or get out the pot, I suppose. Put long claws. Ew. Arguments in appeals case over COVID-19 quarantine regulations. They were unfucking lawful when they did it. They were a blatant violation of the law when they did it. You should have been able to shoot their fucking asses down when they fucking did it. And then what they're going to, we're going to talk. Will you talk to us about your unalienable rights? Will you talk about us fucking taking your unalienable rights, making exceptions, which are disparagements, and fucking denials of your unalienable rights. Will you talk about it? Can we talk about it in this con? See, we understand that if we look at that fucking fact written there, shall not be infringed, period. Not that goddamn thing. We can't argue that. That's fucking fact. But if we can get you talking about some of this other shit, you know, like gun safety, we'll call it gun safety. We won't call it fucking the attempt to fucking usurp the fucking second article of the fucking Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. We'll do it this way around. And this is what this shit here argument. There is no fucking goddamn argument. You couldn't do it. You did it in your fucking goddamn committed treason when you did. You got a fucking rope coming to you. You got a fucking prima facie guilty in front of a common law court. You'll get your fucking process and your preliminary process, but you're fucking guilty. You can't say you're not. You're prima facie guilty. It's like a fucking the whole fucking world was fucking watching because you came right out and said you were doing it. You didn't have the authority. You knew you didn't have the fucking authority. Let's see what these son of a bitches have to say. This is by George Gandy, Isabel Garcia, and Rochester First. Rochester, New York. Oral arguments. See, here they are. Oral. They love this shit. These phony fucking goddamn administrative admiralty motherfuckers. There is no arguments. You present facts against facts. It's not an argument. When a fact comes out, you can't fucking deny a fact. A fact is a fact. Oral arguments are fucking talking about subject matter and trying to fucking, it's like a consensus that my son wouldn't accept in 10th grade, so I had to pull him fucking out of it because he will not accept the wrong fucking answer if the right fucking answer is right there. Oral arguments were held here Wednesday morning in an appeals case against the Hochul administration over quarantine regulations relative to COVID by COVID-19 doesn't exist, but you see him keep every day. Every day you're hearing it again, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, by the New York City Department of Health. Wasn't that where Cuomo murdered all those people? We don't hear about that no more, do we? Whatever happened about that? I mean, you know, the murders, I think it was 40,000 people he murdered. Straight up murder. Evidence is right there. And he was too Cuomo to fucking prosecute. That's what it was. Several protesters were outside the New York State Appellate Court Wednesday morning to protest against quarantine, holding up signs, some of which say no quarantine camps. There you go. Go beg to your fucking goddamn. You're supposed to be their master. Go get down on your knees to your fucking servants. Oh, you ridiculous people. Back in July 2022, Senator George Borrello and other plaintiffs won a lawsuit against Governor Hochul and the State Department of Health on a regulation that would allow the commissioners of health to issue isolation or quarantine orders to control the spread of communicable disease. Would that count, like STDs? See what open subject matter looks like, people? I mean, communicable disease. Define that one for me. I mean, that's why they can argue, because nothing is defined. Nothing is written in fact. It's all just a fucking big fucking argument. And whoever has the fucking most juice, which is who's paid off the most fucking, the highest, well, they're not officials, the highest fucking goddamn unlawful invader in this country, fraudulent piece of shit. Well, they've already made the decision, but man, let's get real. A verdict was ruled against the Hochul administration, striking down the regulation. New York Attorney General Lupita James then filed an appeal to overturn the ruling on behalf of the Hochul administration and Department of Health. So, I mean, what are these courts worth? I mean, their fucking rulings are worth nothing until they get up. And then if they go up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court just says, we ain't going to hear it, I guess you fucking got... You got the king's fucking justice. That's what you got. If we don't stop them here, this goes on to other things and goes to other states and goes to other states. Well, it says, quote, somebody doubled their fuck down on that one. Senator Borrello said in front of the supporters gathered outside the courthouse following oral arguments, it really crumbles the foundation of our nation, shit, which is individual liberty. Ooh, Ooh, where'd that come from? Oh, that's a constitutional. No, it ain't. Doesn't have nothing to do with the Constitution. The Constitution didn't grant the people shit, and the people didn't grant the Constitution shit. The Constitution is just a pile of shit. The plaintiffs involved in the lawsuit are Senator Borrello, Assemblymember Chris Tagg, Congressman Michael Lawler, almost lawyer, ooh, and the United States NYS, a state organization that describes its mission as fighting to protect our freedoms. Oh, are you fucking really? I bet it's another nonprofit. We were protecting your freedoms. That's what we're doing, just like the NRA is protecting your fucking rights, that it's your duty to fucking protect, because nobody else can protect them but you. Oh, but we'll fucking go buy them some little boys and little girls to play with in the back rooms. And man, we'll pretend like we're doing something. Keep sending the millions. We love these fucking planes. We love these fucking trips. We love fucking living a life of luxury on you stupid fucks who don't have the balls to fucking enforce your own goddamn rights. You can't read at a third grade level. Only we got to get lawyers and stuff like that. You got to get esquires. You got to get Teen Chuck's esquires, and we have to pay them money, and then we'll get a goddamn Star Chamber Court, and we'll get what Teen Chuck says, won't we? The 5-judge panel is expected to reach a decision on this case in a few months. News 8 is told there is still the possibility of the AG to appeal again. Years and years and years and years, and pretty soon it's just, well, you know, well, no, that's the law. Hell, it's been what the hell do they call that? To appeal again, which would take the case to the state's highest court, and there another year would pass, and it'd be entrenched even more. Then it would be just be. Of that word. Governor Hatcha also a press conference Wednesday afternoon regarding current COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist, COVID-19 doesn't exist cases. How can you have a case of something that doesn't exist? That's fucking an oxymoron, isn't it? And hospitalization, how can you be hospitalized for something that doesn't exist? I don't know. I don't fucking know. She says that while the number of cases isn't as high as it was during the quarantine period, she is encouraging residents to get the updated vaccine. I bet you are. You got to get these people dead before they get your fucking ass dead, right? That's what we're talking about here. Anyways, people, enough of this fodder. We'll see what else they're adding to the table. I mean, there's a lot of good videos over there. You should watch that one with that one fellow. I can't think of the name of it, but man, Rand Paul's sitting there, and he says that if Rand Paul really wanted this motherfucker, you criminally indict him with what this guy put up there. It's just to show. I think it's to teach us that, you know, justice isn't for you. It is for the few and for the fucking privileged. And, well, that isn't justice. It's not even justice. They're breaking the law. How is that justice? Well, you're little you, and they're big them. Well, what makes them big, them and me, little me? Well, mammon. Mammon makes them money. Money makes them a retard, a fucking king. I mean, look at your fucking history. Look at how the fucking empires fall. Because the hereditary wealth is fucking elevated to a point to where, well, people just fucking end up fucking... with a retard, like somebody like, you know, Nero fucking fiddling as Rome burns, or the fall of the fucking Roman Empire, all of this fucking shit, the fall of the fucking goddamn Egyptian Empire, the fall of the Mongol Empire, the fall of the Chinese Empire, all the empires that have fallen, the Greek, all the empires, all these I'm going to rule the world motherfuckers, they just get so big and they get so fucking greedy that it crumbles down on itself and the people suffer all the way fucking through it. And one of these days, the people are going to say, you know, we've had a fucking enough of this shit. We're not going to fucking play these fucking goddamn government games. There's going to be no fucking government. There's going to be fucking law for the people to use. That's all we fucking need is this law for us to fucking use. And we're going to enforce our fucking law. We don't need no fucking government. A fucking government is a fucking goddamn what destroys fucking happiness, what destroys the rights of the people. Someday we're going to figure it out, people. Maybe. I hope it happens, man. I doubt I'll be around to fucking see it, the way this fucking sloth on Quaaludes is moving in this fucking direction. But at that, we'll call that the word from the trenches.
Come on.